You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What is your I really had to take a dump crazy story? And let's kick it off with old Joe. Get a cup of Joe here.
Don't be gross, though.
Don't cuss. Sir. Yeah.
Okay, so I had food poisoning, and I was riding down I-95 right by the Philly airport, and I realized something was going to happen, and it was either going to happen in her car or off I-95. So, yeah, I hopped over the guardrail, and in the marshy area right by the airport, I basically exploded from both sides. Oh. And there, I looked up with kind of a fever, and I could see planes flying over. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yep. They will never know that thousands of feet below them, you know, there was poor me.
They saw you, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely.
As if they're taking off, like, looking out, Captain, I think there's somebody taking a dump. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate
really
it.
Really disgusting.
John, you got to have one of these, right?
When he you're did out just the other day.
Riding the bike or something?
Yeah, I was riding my bike, and, you know, I just had breakfast like 2 hours prior, and then I just needed to go, and I was out on the trails.
Your stories are great.
And I was
really
like,
good
well, there's no porta potties.
Story really sucks. Story really sucks.
He just fights through.
Porta potties.
Yeah, just shut up.
I mean, you just try it again. Think about it, all right?
Because he texts me Monday at 5:19.
There's too many ums and ahs, and it takes us 9 days to get to the meat of the story.
Okay, so I was riding my bike.
No, you had your shot.
I got it.
All right,
he texts me Monday at 5:19 in the evening. And he said, I had to clean my ass with leaves today because I took a poop in the woods
while
on my bike ride.
That's what I needed.
Oh, yeah, well, that's what I did.
And I mean,
okay.
He really did.
I
like,
know.
He really texted me that, just so people know I'm not kidding.
No,
like,
he did.
He really texted me that on Monday at 5:19.
That's insane.
As you notice, I never text John back. He just has a string of messages where he sends me.
Same.
Yeah, same.
I never reply.
What's up? Let's go to Jim. What is your story, your I really had to go doo-doo crazy story?
Billy, Derek, what's going on, guys? Good morning.
Morning.
I was up in New York area, upstate New York, for work, and me and a buddy, we had been driving for about 14 hours and eating gas station food left and right because we were trying to make time. It was about 7 o'clock in the morning. We were in upstate New York mountains coming around these switchbacks, and one thing led to another. There was no stopping it. So here I am on this guardrail for the whole world to see. And next thing you know, there's about 15 school buses full of kids coming around the corner. I got my clothes off. I got towels everywhere. Oh, everybody's honking at me. And I wanted to cry. I just wanted to cry.
That sucks.
Oh. Didn't expect this. All right, Monica, what is your...
Monica?
Yes, it's Monica. What is your I really had to take a dump crazy story?
Okay, my kids always give me crap, and they're never going to let me live this down. But I was getting really, really sick one day, and we had to go to... we're going to Six Flags, and it just so happened we live in a whole other town. So we had just got towards Six Flags, and... You know, those long lines, and there's like, I don't know why they don't put some porta potties out there somewhere, but, so we're going through these long lines looking for parking. Took like 20 minutes or so. And I really had to go. Well, we get off the car, and I'm like, no, I can't even hold it to like get to the damn park.
Right.
And I was like, you know, I was like, get off the car, guys. Like, I really got to go. And my daughter's, like, looking at me, like, disgusted. She's like, Mom, seriously? I was like, yes. I got a freaking bag because, I mean, we had bags in the car from the little groceries and stuff. I grabbed a bag, and I literally pooped in the car. My kids were, like, humiliated. They were like, nobody saw, thank God, but this is the most embarrassing thing ever. And
dude.
Yeah, they don't ever. They're always throwing that in my face every time we go.
Where did the bag end up?
In the back of my truck until we got back home.
I didn't know she brought it in a Six Flags.
Oh, my God. Why would she do that?
And then threw it in
and
the
And they're
truck.
Like, ma'am? You can't just bring feces. Yeah.
Oh, you poor thing. You poor, poor thing. Hey,
well, maybe
thank
they
you,
would.
Monica.
I bet they would let you bring it in Six Flags, just not Disney.
Colton, all right, what is your you really had to go story?
So I work construction, and they don't always clean the porta-johns very well. So you have to use the wood sometimes, and when you work with animals all the time, you go down in the woods, and you get rocks thrown at you. And I got hit in the head, and it made me fall, and I think the story can go on from there in y'all's imaginations.
Oh, man. So you are trying to take a dump, and then people are throwing rocks at you because they can see you. You get hit in the head.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then
yeah.
it knocks you down, yeah. and then it...
Why are people the worst? They're throwing rocks at the guy taking a dump? Yes.
It's like a game they play.
You All think right. that man wants to do that?
All right. Hold on. Let's welcome Ashley.
Oh, my God!
All right, Ashley.
Not two!
Ashley, what is your you really had to take a dump crazy story?
So, I work in a freezer. And I have to wear a giant jumpsuit that zips up basically from foot to toe, you know, from head to toe, basically. So I had to use the restroom. I don't know what I ate at work. I got sick. I think it was food poisoning, to be honest. So I remember driving home, and I was like, I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make it. I had cold sweats, hot sweats, because it was happening. So I finally get to the house, and I end up in my jumpsuit in front of my driveway.
Oh.
So I get inside and I clean myself up. I have to go pick up my son from school. He goes, Mom, my goodness, it smells like poop in here. I was so embarrassed. My 8-year-old called me out. He's like, my goodness, it smells in here. I was like, shut up, boy.
You poor thing. You poor thing. She had to poop in her jumpsuit. Oh. That's
in her jumpsuit.
So
sick. I'm gonna throw up, man.
Let's go to the rye guy. Yes, rye guy.
And I'm supposed to eat my bean, cheese, and bacon after this. Like, how?
You got an
hey,
iron
what's
stomach.
Going on, guys?
How?
You have an iron.
How?
Your stomach's so
I'm about
strong.
To throw them away.
What's up, rye guy?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, so I was driving down the road one time, and I had the urge, and I knew. Once that second urge came, I wouldn't be able to hold it in much longer. So I ended up pulling into a random house, walk up to the door, knocked on it. Old lady opens the door. I told her, ma'am, I've been traveling for a long time. May I please use your bathroom? I go, blow up this old lady's bathroom. The door wouldn't shut, so I'm holding the door while I'm going, scared that her husband or her daughter's just going to walk in on some random stranger using their toilet. I get done. Walk out, lady just sitting on the couch like nothing happened. I end up going home.
The Did worst... you send her money?
Oh, no, God, no. No, but the worst part was this house was like 10 minutes away from my house. I wouldn't be able to make it back in home in time, so I just went to some random person's house and just blew up
mean,
the toilet.
I would have got my shotgun out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this guy just, this what a sweet old lady. Right? That's probably a story. She's like, you're not going to believe this. I had this guy. He just came over. He took a big old crap right in my bathroom, and then he just left. Oh. Oh, let's see here. Let's go to Roy. Roy, what is your you really had to take a dump crazy story?
Hey, guys. Well, back then, I used to work in Odessa and oil field, and they had these man camps there. And they would feed you. You know, they had the lunch and everything there, dinner. We used to work night shift, so all they had to eat was chili and ice cream. So after that, we finished eating. We headed back to the shop. Well, I needed to really go, so we pulled over to the side of the road, I got to going, and next thing you know, a cop pulls up, starts talking to the buddies in my truck. Not once did the cop think that I was, you know, in the brush doing my thing. So that was pretty crazy. And finally, I came out. I didn't know the cop was there until I came out, and he asked, what was I doing? And I told him I really had to throw up, but in reality, you know, I was just taking the...
Right. Would you get arrested for taking a dump outside where you don't get arrested for throwing up? But would you get it? I mean, is that illegal?
Indecency.
Is it? You're doing something you can't control.
Yeah, I almost got arrested for peeing outside of a bar.
Well, you deserve that.
I didn't, man. I was at a bar.
Yes.
I had to pee.
Morning jogger.
Hey, how's it going, guys? This is like the funniest segment I've ever heard in my life, so this is great. For me, it was my bachelor party, and a lot of drinking, a lot of just doing crazy stuff. And I remember my buddy driving me home, and I was just telling him, dude, you need to pull over right now. And I just ran as fast as I could into, like, the closest Bill Miller's bathroom. And I just vividly remember I'm just, like, starting to poop as I'm running towards the bathroom in this restaurant.
That is so gross.
Yeah.
Oh, people are nasty. Oh, let's go to Andy. What's up, Andy?
Hey, guys. Okay, I got the best poop story.
Okay.
I was a cable installer, and it is like the rule. You never ask the customer to use their bathroom, right? But it was an emergency, and I just had to go number one. I didn't even have to poop. But the lady, a beautiful, beautiful lady, I just thought I'd throw that in there. I'm like, ma'am, I'm so sorry. I know this is unprofessional, but I really got to use the restroom. I just got to go pee real quick. May I please? And she had a horrified look on her face. So she was hesitant, but she was like, yeah, the restroom's right over there. And I go in there, and it is, like, disgusting. She just tore it up. It's still got little poop particles floating around.
Oh, my gosh. She was the nasty one. She was the villain in that story. Yuck.
She wouldn't look me in my eye.
Oh, because she was like one of those rowdy ones where she didn't flush it down, right? Oh, that's why she was hesitant, because she knew what she had just done. Right? And she was attractive. Yuck.
Like, why are we doing this? Like, let's
go to Jesse.
Let's roll out of this.
Jesse?
Yes, sir.
What you got, buddy?
I thought I was going to be a girl.
Hey, me and a buddy of mine, he's been a lifelong friend. We're out on side of the, we're in the boat fishing, and he has cancer, so he takes medication so he can, feel better or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure cancer sucks. I'm sure he needs to take He's like, I don't know, he's got this cancer, and he takes his medicine, and it's supposed to make him feel better or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but he got diarrhea. So I told him, look, we've been lifelong friends, man. I'll wipe your butt. You know, don't worry about it, man. So I put him over the boat. I'm holding him. And jet skis had been going up on the day. And I said, well, we don't hear no jet skis. So I'm holding him by his hand so he could go over the boat, you know, and he's got diarrhea everywhere. Oh. And
in the water?
Next thing I know,
in the water with the fish?
Yeah, over the boat. We're in a boat. So he was going in the river, in the water. And, you know, I told him, you know, and he just looks at me. He goes, man, he goes, I never imagined I'd have my full moon out here.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, we're here. Us either. Game warden came around the corner.
Oh, no. How do you explain that? Did you get arrested?
No, we were there at game warden. So what's going on, guys? And it was funny because I was standing up with one foot on the edge of the boat, holding him up, his weight, because he was leaning backwards going poop. And Game Ward said, you know what? I don't even want to know nothing.
That's what I would do for just if I was whatever kind of like law enforcement, somebody doing that. I don't want to know. Just let them go. Let's go to Christian. Yes, Christian.
Yes.
Yes. Hello. Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead. What do you got?
Okay. So, short story, I was in a convenience store, and it had one stall. I had just sat down, and this guy came into the restroom. He tried to open the stall. He stood there for like 10 seconds and then just I noticed him go to the urinal, and I saw his feet facing the other way. And then literally...
No. So this guy, he parked his butt into the urinal and had to use the urinal because there was only one stall.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so gross. I guess you got to go. You got to go.
Luckily, you got to go.
You know, it's almost the gentleman thing to do. He didn't use the sink.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where other people are going to wash their hands.
Uh-huh.
Let's go to Jake. Yes. What's up, Jake?
So I used to do cell towers, right? I used to go up and climb up 350 feet or above and put radio antennas for Verizon and AT&T. So I really, really had to go this one time. And all we had up there was a bucket. Well, my co-workers up there didn't tell me that they lost the bucket, fell down. They called a headache about 10 minutes prior to me having massive explosive diarrhea.
Oh.
So I just yelled down and yelled headache to my foreman and said, hey, headache, you know, watch out. It's coming. I can't get down that.
No. Oh, my gosh. Oh. So you're up there. You're supposed to be, you know, giving us great cell service.
Yeah.
And this guy, right? And so then everybody has to clear out of the way because he's going while he's up on the tower.
Oh, Ermager.
Oh, man. What did you just got some food, right, Derek?
Dude.
You just got a snack. What's up, Adam?
Hey, so I got a good one. So I had just bought a new house. I just signed the papers and everything. And we hadn't moved in or anything yet, obviously. And I just went over there to, like, measure windows for blinds and stuff like that. And blah, 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 the bubble guts hit me. So I was like, oh, God, what am I going to do? There was no toilet paper. There was no water in the house or anything. So I didn't have time to think. I ran into the bathroom, and the toilet was completely empty of water. And I just filled it up with wolf bait. So
wolf bait. He filled it up.
How is this? How is this the biggest topic of the day?
Water. Yeah, no, every line's lit up. I can take calls for hours.
Please don't.
Okay, so I got no paper. I got no water. I don't know what to do. So I go over to the house next door, who I've never met, and I knock on the door, and this super old lady answers the house. And I'm like, can I borrow a bucket, ma'am, and use your hose to fill it up with water? So after a huge ordeal, she's like, sure, go ahead. So I get this bucket of water, I go back over to my house, and I dump it. Well, I still got, you know, my backside to deal with. So all I could find on my front porch was a phone book. So I'm using this phone book, and I can't put the paper.
He used a phone book to wipe his ass.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.